This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Give you the list of the least covered media items, what they chose not to tell you for the week of 11/19/23. So last week in the past, and I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Now this was a post that came on my Twitter feed, so you have to determine if it's real or not, but it looks legit. So here's number 10. Pilot warns of airline industry disaster due to COVID-19 vaccines. Makes sense, because I can tell you this right now, the pilots are in the midst of negotiating their union stuff with American Airlines and Southwest and others, and they are in such high demand, they're going to get everything they want. I mean, I'm privy to some of the things that they're asking for. Man, I wish I was a pilot right now. Because number one, I love to fly. I mean, I've never flown. I'm not a pilot, but I'm saying I would love to learn how to do it and do it well. Number nine, Senator Ron Johnson presents the most censored chart in congressional history, and I think it had to do with COVID. Not sure. Here's another one. Yale study, this is number eight. Yale study reveals the most common chronic symptoms after COVID-19 vaccination. These are things coming out now that the media didn't cover at all. What did I tell you would happen with COVID? By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thank you for playing a part in what we do each and every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day currently. And your participation is bigger than you can imagine, because you may be one of the 500 people that keep us going every month, that's giving at least $20 to the cause. And if you are, God bless you. Now, we're going to take that and we're going to do what Jesus did with the bread. We're going to multiply it and feed 5,000 from a few loaves of bread, because that's what we do. And you're part of it. This is not my mission. This is our mission. Never forget that. You keep the wheels on wagon, but think about it. If 500 people give us $20 a month, that's 10 grand. Really? I mean, what does it take for you to live? If you've been around a long time, you bought your house, you drive jalopies, the kids are gone, that's a lot of money. But if you've moved and you're renting a house, and you know, I can give you a lot of reasons why that's not a lot, and you're running an organization, that's nothing. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to take that little bit, and we're going to make lots of loaves of bread, and we're going to nourish a lot of people with what? What you think, your ideas. Is this show built around me? Yeah. But you know who influences me? You. Do I talk to you guys? Do I call you? Do you write to me? Do I write back? Do you get correspondence from me? Or am I, you know, one of these guys that's too big to talk to you? Go ahead. Send Mark Levin. And I'm not criticizing these guys, but send Steven Crowder. Send Dan Bongino. Send any of those people a note. And you might get a staffer that writes you back. But I write you back. I make my phone calls. So that's the difference. And it'll never stop. I mean, if I'm busy, I'm not going to call you. And the busier I get, the more difficult it is. But we're with Backstage Club, the people that are paying that $20, if you say, Kevin, when's the next time we get to talk to you? We will set it up. You know, we want to be accessible. Many of you already know this. I don't have to tell you this. I come to town, I tell you. If we're going to get together for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, if some of you, I've stayed at your homes. And here's the reason why. It ain't that big of a deal. I ain't that big of a deal. But if you want to call a few friends, get together, and we play some canasta, okay. Or some bones, we can play some dominoes, play some whist, some spades. I think I know how to play enough bridge to get by. Some tonk, some Uno. Charades, whatever. Just want to sit around and talk politics? We will for a little while. But we'll just get together in fellowship. That's what we do. And if we're doing an event, all the better. Especially fundraisers. We love those. Anyway, let me get back to this. So, here's another thing. This is, I think, mostly about COVID. Let's see. Bad news strikes the double vaccinated with an alarming health risk revelation. These are things that occurred in the media the week of 11/19/23. Didn't get any coverage. What's the next one? Number six. Video footage shows alleged cash for votes scheme in broad daylight. That's not COVID related, but it's electioneering related, right? How many things have you seen where they've been arresting people or whatever for election fraud? And they want you to think, oh, well, we're all over this election fraud. No, they're not. No, believe it. Number five. Toddler dies 2 days after receiving routine vaccinations. Man, I don't want to, you know, go after parents on the death of a toddler, but if you got your toddler vaccinated for COVID, as far as I'm concerned, you're not a good parent. Number four, soccer players are still collapsing and dying 3 years after COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Now, back when I was accused of being a purveyor of misinformation, we were telling people, look at these videos of people post-shot just dropping like flies. Soccer, basketball, football, you name it. Any sport, professional athletes. LeBron James' son, I think he's one of them. Many others. Devlin? Lamar Devlin? I said that guy will never play another down of football. They put him on. He made the Bills team. No, he's not going to play football again. Just like Michael Sam, do you remember him? The first gay guy who got recruited. I told everybody, I said, that sucker is never going to play a down of football. I know it's two completely different subjects, but the point I'm making is, if you think that your gaiety is going to, you know, that you don't have the, I'm just telling you, you're not going to play football. If that's the thing you're leading with, you're not going to play football. And in the case of Lamar Devlin, your heart's messed up. Admit it. We're going to get through these. Okay, next one. Attorney accuses the CIA and DOD of being deeply involved in COVID-19. That was number three. Number two. Never before seen footage upends J6 committee's insurrection narrative. And number one. OBGYN drops alarming miscarriage data before Congress. She says, I've never seen this before. So it was a mixed bag of things, but these are the main items that came up in the news that didn't get covered. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Alarm bells ringing for the Democratic Party. It doesn't look good. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Listen, I think when we're voting for president, it can't be about personalities. It's got to be about policies and principles. And if you want liberty, opportunity, and security for more people in the country, you contrast the two policies and the principles of Trump and Biden. It's not even close. Under President Trump, we had a thriving economy. We had didn't have all these skirmishes around the world. We had relative peace because he projected peace through strength. We have exactly the opposite of all those things in President Biden. So I think you set aside those things and you look at what's best for your family. You look at what is best for your security, your safety, the economy, your pocketbook, all of these things. We have to make radical changes because the American people are hurting. Hardworking families are struggling. We can't handle inflation. We can't handle these things. And these are the results of the policies of the Biden White House. And I think that's clear.
That was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson on Trump versus Biden with policies. And it couldn't be more clear. Couldn't be more stark. The difference between two people, one competent Trump, one incompetent Biden, as if I needed to spell it out for you, because I didn't. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Christmas time's coming up. Be sure to check out our merch at the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. Actually, it's shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. DrJoelWallach.com. Specialty items you can't get anywhere else. You're going to love them. Get your Trump supporters the stuff that I'm telling you, they will love you for it. Just check it out. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And for those of you who are members of the Backstage Club, we're going to give you a code that you'll put in and you'll get your stuff for free. Well, an item for free. So expect that soon. Chris, and just so you know, even if you don't see the Backstage Club, if you do donate, and it's a recurring donation, we'll see it. And you'll get an email soon that'll tell you, here's where you go to get your free merch. Here's the code, yada, yada. And, of course, you're going to get access to a lot of cool stuff. I promise you, not only is it worth it, you'll be going through. I remember what Andy did when he heard my show for the first time. He went back and listened to months and months of shows. But you're going to go back and look at pictures and all kinds of stuff. You're going to get a glimpse of my family, my mom, my dad that you've heard me talk about, my stepdad, my brothers, my family members, all the stuff you've heard on the show. It's going to be a walk through memory lane, and you'll get to see it. You'll get to see things that we've done as, you know, as a family, places I've been. I mean, I don't know that this will all be of interest to you, but, and quite frankly, some of it will be with you, where I'm hanging out with my friends and you'll see your own selves in the pictures and in the videos and things like that. We're going to make this as interactive as we can, because this isn't about me. And to be honest with you guys, it's not even about you and me. It's not about us. It's about the bigger thing. What are we going to do to show people who we represent, the Christian conservative, Judeo-Christian conservatives out there that just want to do the right thing? And yeah, I don't know. I think that we have an obligation to show people what life can be like living it this way. What a great life. I mean, I will never forget. I was traveling and a guy said to me, Kevin, he goes, man, I was at an event. He says, man, you get to Atlanta, well, you need to come over. I cooked the best barbecue. And I said, I'm done. And he gives me his phone number, his address and all that. And I happened to be going through and we did it. And he was shocked. I have a trucker that called me. We've still yet to meet. But he's got me out there. He's got truckers listening to the program. You know, and he comes through Arizona every now and then. I need to call and find out where he is. But we are, and his brother, they make their own beer, I believe. His brother lives here. But we've been trying to get together. Where's my trucker buddy? Trust me, if you want to do it and I can do it, I will do it. Now, I only have a certain amount of time. And, you know, I try to reserve as much of it as I can for the people that are in my life. You know, my family and my very close friends and things like that. But we make time. And I'm going to tell you right now, we need to do more. If you want to put an event together and you know I'm in town, or if you want to get me there, put a big happy hour together or do something at your house. As long as I'm not out of any money, then I will do my best to get there. And if I happen to be in town, let's do it. I'm going to be in Naples in February. I've already called people. Gary, I'll be there. I'm golfing. Be ready for me to golf. Got you, KJ. I got you. Okay, good. So that's where we are. Anyway, I want to move on, because Mike Johnson gave you the lay of the land with Trump versus Biden. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not pulling any punches. You're a fool if you vote for Joe Biden. You are a fool if you vote Democrat. Have you not seen enough? What more do you need to see of how destructive these people are? It's insanity to me that we're still talking about this nonsense. Joe Biden at 44, Donald Trump at 46%, Joe Biden at 44. How's that even possible? Donald Trump's track record versus Joe Biden. You just heard Mike Johnson talking about it. Oh, but Kevin, it's abortion. And it's just, okay, fine. When are you going to have an abortion? Please, tell me that state of mind. Oh, Kevin, the youngsters all want to have abortions. Well, the young boys don't. Most young girls I know aren't thinking about abortion. How about we talk about abortion in the sense of, and show people how big of a problem it really is. Don't misunderstand me. From our perspective, I don't want to kill any babies, but I'm telling you, if you tell me that's a big issue, I would ask the average girl, how many abortions do you plan on having in your lifetime? I don't know, but I know this, you're going to be paying taxes your whole doggone life. You're going to be wanting to feel safe your whole life. How many abortions are you going to have? I mean, are we so dumb we don't know how to push back against the stupid narrative of the left? Oh boy, it's my body. It is. Whose body is it when that criminal comes into your house to rape you, sexually assault you, or that boss wants to, you know, sexually abuse you, or your husband beats you, or your wife beats you? What are the issues you're going to deal with day to day, moment by moment? Because abortion ain't one of them. When do we start talking like that? So we minimize it. Oh yeah, it is your body. Till you want to sell a kidney. Oh, it is your body. Can you be a prostitute? Not unless the government's getting their part. Don't talk to me about it is your body. The things that are going to matter to you are you living in a safe neighborhood? Do you have ample employment? Do you really have the ability to pursue happiness? Or do you want to be locked down and forced to get a vaccination that we just went through and told you it isn't going to work? It's going to kill you, in fact. You want your rights suspended? You want to talk about your body as your body. Your body wasn't your body when they said you can't get a surgery unless you take this shot. You can't go into this restaurant unless you take this shot. I mean, it's easy to refute this stuff. It's so easy even a caveman could do it. It's so easy even a black radio host of the Kevin Jackson Show can do it. Am I dazzling you guys because I'm looking at notes? No, folks, I'm talking off the cuff, off the fly. This is what we should be talking about, and this is how we should be talking about it. It's easy to address. Now you understand why you're listening here, right? You understand why you're helping support what I think is one of the best radio shows out there. Number one in all of Africa.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has authorities scrambling.
First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection have seized 354 pounds of methamphetamine from a pickup truck crossing the border into the United States from Mexico after a drug-sniffing dog alerted to the bed of the pickup. The proceedings concerning a gag order in one of former President Trump's federal cases has concluded. During the hearing, Trump's lawyer engaged in a debate with Judge Patricia Millick over a hypothetical scenario that was related to freedom of speech. A manhunt underway in Colorado for Hanmi K. Clark, who police have identified to have shot four people yesterday, three of them fatally, over a property line dispute. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Going to talk more about this another time, but Javier Milei got elected in Argentina. They call him the Argentinian Donald Trump. And I think it's a foreboding of the Democrats of what's going to happen in America. Milei won 56% to 44%, beat the incumbent leftist, and he did it because he's an economist, and he says, I'm going to get inflation under control, and we're going to put Argentina back on the map. MAGA. Make Argentina great again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, and clearly Joe Biden's presidency proved disastrous for America. But what's most scary is that people who knew Joe Biden seem to be surprised at the disaster that his presidency has become. That should scare most people. That anybody that's not supporting Biden, you understand why. You know exactly why you didn't support him. The guy's a clown. He's a buffoon. He should have been out of politics decades ago. But he's been allowed to promote because of the Peter Principle. 844-551-8255. Give us a ring. Love to talk to you, get your opinion about things. And thanks for supporting the show. Democrats appointed a senator who has a track record in politics that is arguably one of the worst ever. An embarrassing track record, to be honest with you. And that led to him being one of the worst vice presidents. Well, he's the worst president, but he was a terrible vice president even under Obama. And I say, add in Pelosi, and essentially, during that time, America would have been better off being led by the Three Stooges. There are many memes during that time of those three being the Three Stooges, the triumvirate of Obama, Joe Biden, and Pelosi, the three people running this country, number one, number two, and number three in command. But in the post-Obama era, even Barack Obama, I don't know what is going on with me, I'm mixing everything up. I was going to say Barack Obama knew that his number two would be a disaster. When he said this, Barack Obama said, don't underestimate the capacity for Joe Biden to F it up. And he meant anything. It could be anything. But thankfully, America found sanity, put a competent president in office in 2016, because Joe Biden could have been shoehorned in. They were trying to get Hillary in. But Biden, she's better than I am. That's what he said about her. And so we got Donald Trump in 2016 to right the sinking ship. But, hey, don't let success get in the way of a good plan for the new world order. Thus, the powers that be executed the most obvious coup, and they accomplished it in such a way to remind the electorate, you're powerless. They literally flaunted this coup in our face. They were like, so what? We stole the election. What are you going to do about it? In 2020, a certifiable pathological liar and bona fide grifter was shoehorned into office. And then Joe Biden was instructed to undo all of the masterful work of his predecessor, Donald Trump. So Biden performed as planned. He weakened almost every aspect of American society. He weakened us in oil dependence, foreign oil dependence. He weakened us in national security. He weakened us in the way the world perceives us globally. He weakened our economy. Our rating has gone down. He weakened every aspect. I'm talking about financial. People are suffering financially the most that I've seen, honestly, even since the Jimmy Carter era. Worse than that. The only thing propping this thing up is phony money. And I could go down the list of atrocities that Joe Biden's done. He's weakened us militarily. He's weakened us spiritually. All of it. And it's not all his fault, but he's the one that's leading it. If Joe, look, I don't care who's leading you. In other words, if they could say, well, we're going to put you in, but you better follow suit. You better do what you told Joe Biden. And he could say, you know what? You got me in here, but now I'm going to take over and I'm going to be the man I've always wanted to be politically because I've risen to the top and you can't do anything about it now. But he can't do that because he's totally compromised. So if the Democrats expect Joe Biden to start acting like a real man, forget about it. Too many years of not practicing it. So massive inflation ensued. We've got a border invasion. Biden then literally sold off America's oil and gas infrastructure to the Chinese, the Ukrainians, and any other bidders. He's weakened the military to a point that it's laughable. His actions amount to impeachable offenses. I don't care how you look at it. But in the bizarre world of leftist politics, Biden earned medals. They want to give this man prizes for what he's done. I don't know if you guys know this. They gave the Capitol Hill police for January 6th, they gave them out the highest congressional awards they could give out. And did you see the videos? Do you think anybody deserved that? They remember outside, they were forcing people back and making it look like if these people get in, it'll be an insurrection. And then you get to the cameras inside and you hear, I mean, the girl from Ipanema, and these people look like they're shopping at a mall. Unbelievable what we're witnessing here. Yeah, Democrats, I don't know how they could not understand. You put a guy like Biden in place, there's going to be hell to pay. Look, you can't wreck an economy that affects the average Joe, causing him or her to restructure their life and not believe there are going to be consequences. So Huffington Post, a guy wrote an op-ed, and it's true. There's nothing new under the sun here. You're going to remember exactly who said what they said. But this question they said is a question that Joe Biden would flunk if he was asked. And here's what the guy says. I was speaking with two senior Democratic operatives last week about the upcoming election, and more specifically about the suggestion from David Axelrod that Biden may want to reconsider his reelection bid as former President Trump gets closer and closer to becoming the presumptive Republican nominee. CNN analyst and former senior advisor to Obama, David Axelrod, logically voiced his fears after the New York Times and Siena College published poll showing Trump leading Biden in five of the six key battleground states. And in a social media post, Axelrod wrote, "It's very late to change horses. A lot will happen in the next year that no one can predict. And Biden's team says he is resolved to run is firm. But he says only Joe Biden can make this decision. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether this is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the countries. Biden didn't like Axelrod's opinion of him, and he referred to Axelrod as a, and if you want to beep this out, you can, networks, but he called him a prick. Clearly demonstrating, of course, folks, that decency that Joe Biden was said to have brought to the Oval Office. Now, Axelrod sounded yet another alarm, but it doesn't involve the two major issues that plague Joe Biden, which are his age and his cognitive ability. Democrats moved on from the obvious because those two issues aren't going to improve for Joe Biden. So what's next? The glaring question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Now, you may remember during the final week of the 1980 presidential race between Reagan and Carter, they squared off for the only debate they had, which was on October the 28th. And in his closing remarks, President Reagan, or at the time Ronald Reagan, former governor of California, looked into the camera and he asked American citizens a question that defined the times and set the tone for the election. Are you better off? But then he followed it up with another question. And he says, is it easier for you to go buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? And as you contemplate Reagan's words, people, understand that Trump's first term was a master's class in the presidency, yet he was deposed in a coup, and nobody expected Biden to improve on Trump's work. Biden was brought in for the sole purpose of sinking this great republic, and he's succeeding so far. Democrats have only one strategy. They can try to cheat Biden in, and they're not. They're going to get rid of him, and then they're trying this third-party stuff. But Reagan's question applies to Newsom, Harris, or anybody else. And it's not going to matter. Because Reagan's words apply today. They're as true with any Democrat as they were with Jimmy Carter.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself?
Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have many things going against them. Competing issues. I'll give you an example. They've got to support Israel, but they've trained their youth to support terrorists. Here's Jordan Peterson talking about this, talking about academia on Bill Maher's show.
Well, this is the main issue. I mean, part of the reason that you see all this foolishness on university campuses too is because people have bought this idiot meta-Marxism, which is that the way to look at every social relationship that people ever have is through the lens of power. And that is, we can put that squarely at the feet of the universities, as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, marriage is a patriarchal institution, and business is nothing but oppression, and you have to view every single situation that emerged historically as oppressor versus oppressed. And then once you get that, which you can get in about 2 minutes, if you sit in the course that teaches that sort of thing, you have a lens to moralize about the whole world through. And then you see the situation is that the leftists have already decided the Palestinians are the victims, and as you pointed out, if you're a victim, then you're morally righteous, and even more conveniently, if you stand for the victim, then you're morally righteous regardless of what you do with your own life. And that's pretty much what university students are taught from the time they enter the university classroom. And that's how they, you know, orient themselves morally.
Well,
and that's at the hands of the radical left, too, Bill. And one of the things the Democrats also have to pay the price for, I would say, is their absolute refusal to draw a line between the moderate Democrats and the extremists. They're completely incapable of doing that. Like, I've talked to 40 senators and congressmen in the last 5 years. I asked them all the same question, including RFK. He wouldn't answer either. When does the left go too far? Well, we certainly bloody well saw it in the last month, didn't we? Because they got the oppressive narrative a little mucked up, we might say. And the consequences of that are going to unfold pretty brutally over the next few months.
Hey, white people, is this thing on? Are you paying attention? They've guilted you into thinking you're all those things. I mean, let me put it to you this way. You're an oppressor in something if you're white. It's as simple as that. If you're not white, you're not an oppressor. Now, where is that going to end up? Look, the one thing that allows people, what I would tell you what makes you great is the more freedom you have in thinking about your life, in thinking about what you can accomplish. The biggest advantage, if you want to give white folks an advantage, is that if you grew up unencumbered, you know, where there was no racism, no sexism, and all these different things, the way I played Bill Maher, his clip from when he says he grew up, it was a homogeneous community. He says we didn't have race problems because we only had one race. The people that grew up in that environment where they didn't have, their mind wasn't bothered about, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Am I offending somebody? If you live in that kind of world, you will accomplish absolutely nothing. You might as well live in communism where you're going, well, I can't say this because if the government overhears it, I'll get executed or this will happen. That's exactly what we've done. We've set our kids up to where their freedom of expression, the freedom of thinking, I can say anything, be anything, do anything, are encumbered. And once that happens, you can't flourish. The reason why my brand is so powerful is because I refuse to limit my thinking. The only time that, and I've talked about this many times, the only people that are off limits to me are people with special needs. Other than that, I'll say whatever I want in any way, and I may say something like, you know, this might be offensive to many people, but I'm still going to say it because I don't care. I'm not trying to be offensive is what I'm telling you, but if you take it that way, it's on you. It's not going to be on me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jordan Peterson's right. He called it meta-Marxism. Every social relationship is through the lens of power. So, marriage, patriarchal institution, why? Why are leftists and all the LGBT, why are they trying to destroy marriage? Biblical principle, patriarchal institution is what they call it. Because it's demeaning the women to marry. Even though it is practically an innate response of a person to want to be married, man and woman. It is an innate response of a woman to want to be a mother. But God forbid you say that, you sexist. Right? So it's a patriarchal institution. He says, business is an oppression. Since when? How do you learn? You know, let me put it this way. If you could find someone willing to teach you what it is you want to know and they run a business, would you do it? Would you get paid to learn something that you love to do? Of course you would. But you know what the education system does? It doesn't teach you how to find what you love to do. It teaches you how to get over, how to just have a job and complain. That's what it teaches you. He says, Jordan Peterson goes on to talk about oppressed versus oppressor. That's what we've created. If you're part of the aggrieved community, you can say whatever you want to say. You can say whatever you want about white folks. I joked the other day with a group of white people. I said, as an honorary white person, I want to celebrate our aisle at the grocery store, the cracker aisle. The white people are the only group that can be called cracker and know that it means something derogatory and go right to the grocery store, to the cracker aisle, and buy crackers. And not even think 2 seconds about it. They don't go, man, look at this. With all these crackers. Why don't they change the name of the crackers? White people. I haven't heard a single white person ever go, you know, They really need to change the name to Crackers. I've heard white people go, I can't believe they'd say that about the American Indians. Why do we call them Indians? Aren't they indigenous people? I mean, they'll find 50 excuses on the left to talk about American Indians, but won't say a word about a cracker. I find that very funny. It's in my routine. So, let's move on, though. Because what I'm talking about is these things inside of the community, of the leftist community that they can't deal with. How are you going to be, how can you succeed as a person who's, who's trying to do something with their life and then adopt the oppressor attitude, or worse, be called an oppressor? How can you succeed? I'm just saying there's two competing ideologies there. You want to be nobody wants to be an oppressor, but you want to be successful. And by definition, as a success, you're an oppressor. Maybe, do you think that these people inside of the leftist movement that are calling about the patriarchal society, are they not getting married? Are they not starting businesses? Are they not of different colors? At some point, you have to figure out that, wait a minute, everything that I'm fighting against, I actually kind of want to be. How can I do that? That's the problem with leftists and leftism. You're never going to win the battle against yourself because you're always fighting yourself. That's the internal chaos. That's the internal turmoil. I'm going to get this word out. That's the internal turmoil and the chaos that gets built. And that's the thing that makes their brain go, yeah, because you can't rationalize. See, I can rationalize it as a conservative. I want to be successful. I don't consider it oppression. I consider it working hard, paying my dues, being successful, and enjoying the fruits of life and doing what God gave you, which is pursuing happiness. I don't need a constitution for that. That's what I see it as. And I believe that's probably what most of you see it as. There's no conflict. I don't wake up in the morning and go, God, I'd like to go get a speaking engagement because it's going to help me pay my bills. But I would just become part of the system of oppression. Said no conservative ever. If I won the lotto, if I got a great contract, a deal, got an amazing opportunity of any type, I'm never going to begrudge it. I look at it as it's all God's plan. Thank you, Lord, for putting that opportunity in front. And thank you for making me ready for it. Be ready for it. But what about these other contradictions I was talking about? Blacks. Black folks and white folks in the leftist movement. Black people tolerate leftists because they pay them. That's it. They don't espouse any of the nonsense. There's a war with black people inside of that party. What about the criminal justice system? And the crime rate of blacks? The lack of family values, etc. The black lobby forces leftists to enact bad policy. And that policy is not going to get them elected again. You want some other contradictions? Teachers, students, and parents. Who are they at war with? Teachers' unions. Even the teachers within the teachers' unions are concerned about it. They're at war with their own unions. Students are at war with teachers. Educators, so-called educators, that are teaching, they're indoctrinating. Look at the system. It's broken. How are you going to fix it? You can't fix it with leftism. It's a self-eating, self-defeating, it's a parasite. What about their candidates? You really believe that these people love Joe Biden, they love his policies, they love the outcome? Look at Gavin Newsom. He's the next best thing they got. He's an abject failure as a mayor and as a governor. Conflicts, folks. That's what the Democrats have throughout their party. Conflicts.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.